Threatfilm Radio, I'm Gonzalo Suarez from the 68th Cannes Film Festival. You're listening to an extract from the Cinema and Transmedia Pitching Session presented by the Cannes Film Market together with Cross Video Days. Next 2015 welcomed the 5 winners out of the 378 submissions to present their projects to our European professional audience comprising producers, creators, broadcasters, operators and representatives from the technical and advertising industries. The first 3 pitches included Morphosis, A Song for Nola, and VFC.
Morphosis is an app for tablet and phablet that will be a companion for the next Jacques Perrin and Jacques Clouseau feature film, which is the following of Oceans and the Winged Migration. I think that you already know those wonderful naturalistic movies. So, The Seasons is, The Season will tell the story in a very beautiful opera, will tell the story of the relationship between mankind and wildlife since the Ice Age until today. But when you will watch the movie, before or after, you will be able to experience for free this Morphosis application. And we will tell the story of the landscape.
I will ask you to comfortably lean back in your seats because we are going to a journey to the world of magic and music called Nola Land. And here you are going to meet our main characters, 16-year-old Nola, who is a very brave and rebellious girl, and her friends who founded a rock band called Aparaj, which means stone or rock. And together they are going to face a lot of supernatural adventures and challenges, though their problems are typical problems that every teenager have in their lives, but to a teenager it always seems supernatural and huge. And they will have to overcome them with their own strength and powers, and wherever they have weaknesses, they will need their friends to help and the audience and users to come to their help, to help them. And though, as I said, the adventures are going to be supernatural, the setting of Nola Land is very real. Nola Land exists in our world and in our times, where in every corner of the world there are conflicts, there are revolutions, there are rebellions, there is corruption, and we believe that our kids, the teenagers of Nola Land, and their viewers and users are the solution. They are the voice of tomorrow to bring a change. And to engage them in the story, we have, apart from our feature film, A Song for Nola, we have web series of graphic novels, we have mobile games, we have music camp, the participants of which will create the music for Aparaj band. So the band will have hundreds and hopefully thousands of authors, and their voice will be heard. And there is a lot of gamification, of course, to make the participation more exciting and also to help us build Nola Land as a teenage brand which aims to encourage and inspire kids.
My name is Charles-Stéphane Roy. I'm the producer, writer of the VFC project. VFC is cinema meets science, technology, and digital art, interactive art. This is one of my favorite albums. It's called Fear of Music by Talking Heads. At first, everybody thought the title was silly or ironic, but actually, for some people, listening to music can be a really scary experience because it triggers a neurological reaction that they cannot control. And since music has invaded every part of our public and private life, it's an experience that they cannot escape from. They have to deal with it. So musical disorders have been studied for the past 40 years, and we want to take advantage of the science in place and put it on the screen in form of storytelling, but also in the room for people watching the film. The VFC project has 3 main components: a feature film designed for theatrical and VOD distribution, a 2-second screen ad that you can be used and activated during the screening of the film, and an interactive fashion installation that you can experience before or after a film.
The remaining two pitches were about the big screen family adventure of the Dofus franchise and children-driven project called Gringo.
Good morning, everyone. Just a few words about Ankama. Ankama is a French company with the second largest gaming company. We are new to the feature film world, but we are not new to animation. We started the company 10 years ago with our franchise called Dofus, which is an online game. Dofus has been traveling the world pretty impressively. We've had over 60 million accounts open over the past 10 years. That means the game has been available in 150 countries, 9 languages, and today about 2.5 million players have been playing the game. So from online game, actually, the company went into comic books. It went into animation. We created a Dofus animation series. It went into a strong merchandising program, which has been available in quite a few countries. Most of all, actually, we are known actually for never telling the same story. And the Dofus film actually is telling a new story.
Boundaries are important for children and for kids. But sometimes the only importance of boundaries lies in overcoming them. This project was born at the Academy for Child Media in Erfurt in Germany, and was developed as a cinema project. But now I will talk about more about the transmedia part of it. And if we see here, we asked the children at schools in Germany, what are impressive things for borders and here for boundaries. And so we made a transmedia part. One is the first thing is the feature film I will talk about. The second one is an exchange and distribution platform for children. The third are games. And the four is a graphic novel.
Check out our extra channel to listen and watch the whole cinema and transmedia pitching session, as well as all the panels at the 2015 edition of Next. Thank you very much for listening and stay tuned for more on the Cannes Film Festival in Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.